bit did you see in this picture?
What can you see in this picture?
A person's claw,
a crab's claw, some sand.
Beyond
any consideration of similarity or difference
between them,
in size, colour, or shape of the hand or claw, I would rather wonder how or why they have come together and what could happen next.
To the two of them.
I want to draw your attention to the gap between the two fellows.
It exists between the two cheels.
This gap's important.
Although
some might assume the gap to be empty,
is being foo or chance, for anything could happen.
This thesis examines this space as full of potential experience and correspondence between children and the natural world.
There's plenty of research concerned with children in green spaces
explains telling us how nature is good for human physical and mental health. Some suggest that the interaction has benefits for the natural world. There needs to be more information about the influence of blue space and how any benefits are afforded.
When I was a primary school teacher,
in my former life as a primary school teacher, every Tuesday morning for 11 weeks, my class and I walked to a local beach to be with nature.
I didn't want to count or measure.
I didn't want to count or measure.
And understand.
I tried to observe and understand.
Because embodied experience
is perceived and expressed through the body using the senses, I soon realised that more than words would be needed to capture and share what was happening
in our gaps.
We therefore made art from collected natural artefacts and litter.
This stuff we picked up off a beach.
We beachcombed and wandered.
We stravagued.
We painted, played and wrote poetry.
We played and we scrieved poetry.
We wove with seaweed and rock pulled for crabs.
We wove with seaweed
from photos,
and
videos, our works of art and field notes, I understood that we discovered the beach through our senses.
The bairns told me they were becoming naturish.
The children described their experiences as plurning and flirning, and they told me they were becoming naturish. Plurning was their new word for playing and learning, and flirning was fun and learning.
And flirning was fun and learning.
The children and I smelled, tasted, heard and saw ourselves with nature.
We nature led away. The bairns and myself smelt, tasted, heard and saw our way into the gaps between us and nature. But most
importantly, we felt our way to know ourselves
and
this blue space. In Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel artwork, the hand of God reaches out to give life to Adam.
Sistine Chapel ceiling.
Some add that God's imminent touch may also be about to confirm man's intelligence.
To Adam. A puckle folk think it God's just about gone to happen touch, mecht be gone to gie man smedem.
In my creation of this image, I've substituted God's hand with the claw of an edible crab. Our visits to the beach convince me that nature touches us as we physically and emotionally touch nature.
And realise that fin we had nature, nature huds us. On our visits to a beach, we find out that touch is at the heart of begin relationships with the other. On this basis, I think we should give bairns more chance to flairn and plairn. To come
this
to
thesis
through their
explores
bodies,
and imagines the learning made possible once the minds and bodies
Let's
of school children are moved out from behind desks and
screens
to embrace
nature. For our sakes, roud in a naturish bosie.